This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
It is AM Springfield. It's Tuesday, April 16th. We say good morning to Ann King, American Federation of Suicide Prevention. Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Tell me about your day today. What's going on? Well, first of all, tell me about the organization.
So we are a national organization, but our chapter is the Illinois chapter. We serve the entire state of Illinois. We support people who have lost someone to suicide. We work in suicide prevention. And then we also help support our lived experience survivor, someone who has attempted suicide.
What is going on today as far as the Capitol, and what's the purpose of your involvement today at the state Capitol?
So today is our advocacy day. We start at 8 o'clock, I said that wrong, talking about 988 in the library. Then we're going to meet at the Arlington and provide lunch to our advocates, get them ready to go over to the Capitol and talk to them about what we got going on, House bills that we want to support right now.
Give me one or two of the pieces of legislation that are high on your priority.
Well, one of them is workforce development for mental health. So 90% of people who die by suicide are have a treatable mental health condition, but lack of treatment, lack of care is one of the problems that we have in our state. We are 28th in the country. We only have one provider for over 373 residents that need help in the state of Illinois.
15 leading cause of death in Illinois. Is that,
yes.
How does that compare to other states? Are we right? Well, obviously we're 15th.
Yeah, pretty high. And the highest age group is ages 10 to 24. So we definitely need to support our students, our college students, and make sure that they're getting the support they need, being able to get into a mental health professional, which is very difficult at that age to find a psychiatrist for a child.
Somebody the other day, they're trying to get in. They've got a child who has some issues, 13, 14-year-old, and it's months.
It's months
before they can get in to see somebody.
Absolutely. And I walked on this journey with my son. And so what I would do is I'd call every week and I'd say, whatever cancellation appointment you have, I will take it. And that's what I did. That's how I got him in.
Ann King, why do you think it's more prevalent during now, this generation, than it might have been 20, 30 years ago?
There's a couple reasons. The main reason is the technology. Our kids, when they leave school, the technology is in front of them. They can be bullied 24/7. Whereas, like, when you and I were kids, we left home, you know, in the worst bullying we had was passing notes or in person. Now it's 24/7. Someone can have their whole life spread on social media, and once that imprint's there, you can't get it back. And the other thing is, we are tearing down the walls of stigma. We're talking about mental health where we didn't talk about it before. It was just shameful. We just didn't say anything about it. So now we're actually talking about it, and we're having conversations. We're teaching kids, you know, if you're sad and you're not getting out of bed, not taking a shower every day, that something's going on and you need to ask for help. So we're becoming more aware of the symptoms, and we're able to get that support we need.
To say me and my wife as grandparents are very close to our grandchildren would be an understatement. I have lots of talks. One is 17, one is 15, one is 13, girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they openly talk about friends of theirs that have talked about or contemplated suicide. And I'm saying, seriously?
Yeah.
And what should they do? I mean, if somebody says, as a teacher, I remembered it, and it was rare. But I remembered it, you know, and I talked, well, I'd refer somebody, and it was then you got a lot quicker response than you do today.
Mm-hmm.
What should somebody do if they're concerned that somebody they know and love even mentions the word suicide?
So for our youth, I always tell them to talk to a trusted adult that can help get that person help. So, you know, your granddaughter, her friend is needing help. So, you know, talk to her parents, talk to a teacher at school. When it's an adult, and even if you see it posted on social media, someone is talking about ending their life, I want you to think that you are the only person that knows, and you are the only person that can help them. So you are the person that can be there for them. You never leave someone who is suicidal alone. Time is the biggest factor in saving their life, keeping them separated from the means of their plan. And we never want to be afraid to ask someone if they're having thoughts of suicide.
I said to him the other day, and I didn't coin it, you've heard it before, you're in the business, but I said, girls, I said, you're talking about a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I said, that problem's going to go away.
Absolutely.
But suicide is a permanent solution. And, you know, they grasp it, whether they buy into it or remember that, it remains to be seen. Do you think there's a lot of it has to do with pressure? I mean, you said social media, and I agree wholeheartedly. We're going to look back in history and say the phone changed our world, the iPad changed our world, whatever the case might be. Do you think kids are under more pressure today?
There's definitely a lot more stress. I know, like, when I was in high school, I played softball, went home from practice, did my homework, and that was it.
Yes.
Now, you know, softball may be all year round, and it's, you know, hitting clinics, pitching clinics, and everything is a lot busier, and there's less time for kids to just decompress and, you know, enjoy life, get up and watch cartoons and do those things that we used to do that our kids don't do, play outside.
Are there organizations people can call for help immediately as opposed to waiting to get into a psychologist or whatever for 2 months? What can they do? Is there a number, 800 number we can call?
It's actually a three-digit number. It's 988.
Okay.
You can call it 24/7. You're actually looking at someone who works on that line.
Really?
So, yes, I do. I work a few days a week on that line answering calls. You can text. You can call. We're always there. We help you through the crisis. We give you coping skills, you know, access to resources in your community, and just whatever it is to get you through that moment. We can talk to you for as little as 10 minutes to up to an hour, whatever your need is at that moment.
And King, is there a common concern when you're doing the phone without divulging any privacy rules, things like that? Is there a common thread that you hear from the people who call you, or is it more age-related?
It can vary on age. I want to say the biggest thing is lack of support. Family not understanding, not having a support system that they can talk to. So they reach out to us because they know we understand. We get mental health. We don't think it's a choice. We know it's a medical condition. And just that lack of support. I actually answer calls for the LGBTQ plus line.
Uh-huh.
And one of the biggest things is people who are part of the community not having family that supports them and understand, families that turn their back on someone because of being a part of the LGBTQ community. It's very isolating and very lonely.
Talk about the bullying aspect, because I hear a lot about it. It takes many shapes and forms, but I'm hearing a lot of young people refer to the problem of bullying.
It is. And it's very sad that our youth can't see past that individual moment and see that once we get past high school, all these people don't matter anymore. It's really hard to see because that's their then and there right now. But being a mom to two now adults, very young adults, I saw it. And I, you know, it's one of those things that you can't get away from it because they can be bullied on Snapchat, Instagram, whatever they're using. And there's such an impressionable age that at that time, you know, if someone is making fun of them, they really truly believe that about themselves.
More information about today, but today is maybe more involved with the legislative branch of government. More information about your organization and how people can reach out if they are in need.
We have our website, so AFSP.org, it's for the Illinois chapter, but you can also go find us on all our social medias. We're on all of them. You can find information there all the time. We keep it updated.
Challenges there. I wish someday we won't, no offense, hope you never have a job. Someday that would be my dream. I know it's your dream too.
I would love to never have a job.
Wow, dealing with this. It's a bigger problem. And I thought it was a concern 30, 40 years ago in the middle of my teaching career. I can't even imagine what's going on now. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
All right. Thank you for having
me. Have a good day today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.